Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, Ty LaForest. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom McBride. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Holm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Emmett O'Neill. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Emmett O'Neill. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting third. The second baseman, Roy Schock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lake. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Lake steals second. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lazor for the out. Lake moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride. Moses reaches second base with a double. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farrell for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride. Schock reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Newsom, who tags Cuccinello, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Schock scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels bunts towards first. Metkovich scoops it up and throws to first, with Newsom covering, for the out. Hockett moves to second. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hockett scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a fly ball into right field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Tresh moves to second. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Moses moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaForest fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickshot strikes out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest is 0-for-1 in the game. LaForest hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazor hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Neill covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell bunts towards third. LaForest fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickshott bunts towards first. Metkovich scoops it up and throws to first, with Newsom covering, for the out. Farrell moves to third. Schalk moves to second. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello is walked intentionally. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Schalk moves to third. Cuccinello moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Schalk scores. Cuccinello scores. Hockett goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaForest fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Grove moves to second. It's 9-0, White Sox. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 0 for 1 in the game. Holm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dickshott moves to second. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest is 0 for 2 in the game. LaForest bunts towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox pinch runs for Bob Johnson. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor now playing left field. Pete Fox now playing right field. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Orval Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Grove is hit by the pitch. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to third. Grove moves to second. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Grove scores. It's 11-0, White Sox. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schock takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Holm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 0-for-2 in the game. Holm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Neill strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Holm moves to second. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaForest hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake misplays the ball. That's an error on Lake. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Michaels. Fox moves to second. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a line drive towards short. Michaels catches it and throws to second to double up Fox. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.